You are listening to the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast. Today, we are joined by Tim Waz, who is the owner and founder of Grounded Running. Thanks for joining us today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for having me on.
Of course. Would you mind introducing yourself and a little bit about Grounded Running and how you got it started?
Oh, absolutely. Well, my name's Tim Waz, like you said. Grounded Running actually started as a podcast. We actually turned it into a storefront specializing in running shoes, athletic shoes, pretty much anything that you need to get you from point A to point B here in the Beaufort market back in 2016. We've just continued to grow over the last 5 years, and life is good in the running community.
That's awesome. And you have a beautiful location to be running in. So, you know,
we do.
Ideal spot.
Yeah, we are very fortunate to have, the beauty of the low country right here in our backyards to run around and run in every single day.
No kidding. Also, I love that you started as a podcast. So you're more of a veteran at this than I am.
There you go. We started the podcast back in, actually it transitioned into the Grounding Running podcast back in 2013. Prior to that, we actually had another podcast, which was Low Country Ultras, where we interviewed and spoke with race directors to ultra running marathoners all across the country, and then turned it into a little bit more of a localized podcast in 2013 called the Grounded Running Podcast. And our tagline still to this day is that it's easy to lose yourself, so stay grounded. And a little kind of, double pun, if you would, as far as, our feet are on the ground all the time, but, we feel like we're flying away. That's really where we came from.
That's really cool. I love it. Is the podcast still up and running, or are you guys mostly just the storefront now?
It is not. So it feels like we've got so much going on. The podcast relaunch continues to get moved year after year after year. We expanded the store about a year and a half ago. In September of 2019, we actually moved to Beaufort Town Center and more than tripled our square footage, which really increased our overall inventory. And at the same time, we really saw some exponential growth 3.5 years into opening the storefront. In addition to all the races we do, the coaching that I do personally. So it's just been one of those things that unfortunately we've just continued to push. But the Grounded Running Podcast one day will make its way back into our montage of services we do.
Hey, it's okay. It sounds like you've got a lot to keep you busy, and it's something for people to look forward to. So, coming down the line.
Absolutely.
Great. Well, I know that you have a couple of different cool things that you do at Grounded Running, including the UFIT process. Do you want to explain what that is and how it works?
Absolutely. So our overall process at the store is very different. Our UFIT process is really kind of like the lifeblood of our overall service culture at Grounded Running. Most places, when you go in to buy a pair of shoes, you walk in, you see a color that you like, you grab it in the size that you think is right for you, and then you walk out the door. With our UFIT process, it's a three-part process that starts with a interview. Our entire sales staff takes every single person that walks through the door. And the very first process, being the interview process, is to find out what is the individual using the footwear for. Are they literally trying to just walk around comfortably when you go to the store? Are they training for something specifically? Are they training for a specific type of race? What kind of issues are you having? Are you having any pains, issues, injuries, things like that? And really, it's just a discovery process. Then we take everybody through a full 3D foot scan. We have some great technology from Atrix where we can actually do a 3D infrared scan of the foot. We take a look at the actual shape and structure of the arch, make some great recommendations based off of how much support someone might need, if they need to have something a little bit more structured or if they need to keep their feet in a very neutral position. Then we actually go through the actual footing process, to where we're looking at and offering our best suggestions based off of everything we've discovered through the interview process, through the actual foot scan process. And then ultimately, we're looking for that overall shoe that just feels right on the foot. ultimately, that's what it comes down to, is comfort. If we're comfortable in the shoe, our biomechanics are going to be much better. We're going to be much more efficient. And at the same time, we're going to stay healthier for a much longer period when we are ultimately trying to reach those goals.
That's awesome. I love how in-depth your process is.
Yeah.
As an avid runner, I grew up in a family of runners. I remember finding the right shoe was always an interesting challenge. So
it
sounds like you've kind of mastered the art of helping people find that perfect shoe.
We like to believe so. The other positive and negative is that brands are constantly changing and updating shoes. So somebody who's been in a specific shoe for a long period of time may find that the next version of that shoe, once it comes out, no longer fits them perfectly. So being able to actually come in the shop, try things on, see what they feel like, and even actually run in the shoe before they buy it is huge for them. Nobody likes purchasing something online, receiving it, it not being right, having to send it back, waiting for the next one to come. So, being a brick and mortar store in this day and age is, most people would say, oh, you're crazy for opening a shop. But in the lines that we carry, it's the best way to physically see and put it on your feet and, see what works for you and make those decisions.
Oh, I definitely agree. I would never buy a pair of running shoes online because being able to try them out, like you said, and try it on is kind of vital to finding something that's going to work with you.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I know that you also are an avid runner and you said you are involved with races and stuff. Do you guys actually put races on or do you just like help the community find them and your runners?
Both. So we actually do put on a full portfolio of races ourselves. We primarily specialize in ultra marathons.
Very cool.
As far as the races that we put on. Yeah, there's tons of fantastic local 5Ks, 10Ks, all the way up to half marathons that we are very actively participating in and working with those race directors, not only to time the events, but also promote the events. We've got so many great races throughout the Beaufort area. But for ourselves, we like to focus on more of the ultra running. We put on several great races per year. And then we're also expanding that and actually starting to put on a whole portfolio of elite events. We actually just received notification from the USATF that we will actually be hosting the USATF National Championship for the half marathons this upcoming year for 2021 in December. So we are so excited
about
that.
Cool.
That's going to be a huge event. We're going to have the country's best runners, coming into the area to ultimately compete for national championship, as well as qualify for U.S. national teams in China for next year.
That's awesome. I love that so much. I remember, like I said, grew up running, so I would watch those events on TV and stuff like when they were happening and idolizing some of those runners and being like, I want to be like that. Obviously did not continue my running career, but it's really fun to like get to see that up close and personal.
It is. And, that's one of the best things about my job. I throw up the air quotes there around job, because when I'm timing these races and I'm watching, not only just a local 5K, but some of the elite events that we've put on so far, I'm like a kid in the candy shop, watching these amazing runners come flying into the finish line. It's fun. It's a lot of fun. And it's something that, I'm truly passionate about. I've always loved running. Prior to opening up the store, I was in a corporate position in the hotel world, traveling nonstop. And it was just something that wasn't right for me. And ultimately, I wanted to do something for the rest of my life that, I truly felt passion in on a day-to-day basis. And that led me to this amazing opportunity of opening up the shop and starting the Beaufort Track Club here in the area and helping all these great events take place.
It sounds like you found a really good fit for yourself. I'm not going to lie. So I think you did well.
Well, thank you.
And speaking of the track club, do you want to actually talk about that for a minute as well?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Beaufort Track Club, it's a free local community run and walk group. Formally, we meet a couple times per week. We do organized track workouts as well as longer, just open, slower runs. The Beaufort Track Club was originally founded in 1976 as a USATF sanctioned club. It was around for a couple of years, and then it kind of dissipated and went by the wayside. And then over the years, there's been a lot of smaller, unorganized clubs throughout the Beaufort area. So when we opened up the store, I love history. So I went back and instead of starting our own grounded running club, I wanted to, you know, go back to the historics, the grassroots that, you know, so many miles and so many great runners that still live here locally, you know, put this organization together. USATF is a great organization. So I wanted to bring that organization back. So we reestablished Beaufort Track Club back in 2016, which is a USATF sanctioned club, which is open for youth, all ages, seniors. And it's just a great way to give yourself a little bit extra accountability. It's a great way to keep yourself on track, but then, no pun intended, but then at the same time, also meet other individuals that are in the same boat that you may be. You know, either you're starting out or you're overcoming an injury or you're working towards the same goal, meeting new people to train with. And it's, you know, we've seen individuals that have come and I want to start walking a mile, all the way to less than a year later, they're running their first half marathons together with a group that they've come together with. A lot of folks will meet outside of our, you know, organized group runs and do a lot of training runs together. You know, over the last year during COVID, the group size has definitely come down a lot. You know, we want to do everything right. We want to do everything right, safe, to make sure that, you know, we are staying healthy. But, you know, those bonds and those friendships and, you know, all those miles that you've shared together, it's awesome to have that close knit of individuals that, one, you not only you feel safe training with, you feel like they're part of your circle and part of your bubble, but then at the same time, they are pushing you to stay healthier and pushing you to, you know, to meet those next goals, because ultimately that's the best part of running, is staying healthy and achieving goals. And you just feel better about yourself at the end of the day when, you know, when you get out there and put in a couple miles.
Oh, I agree full-heartedly. There's nothing like finishing a run feeling tired but accomplished.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a big fan of your work. I always think that running in a group is so much easier, and having that community to kind of help lift you up. And I love that, like when you said, people will start like just saying, I want to walk or run a mile. And then you get them further and further to the point that they're doing half marathons, that so many people think that that's something they can't ever do. And it's amazing when you have a good support group, right, and put in the work, what your body can handle.
Absolutely.
I love it. Well, I know that you also do some coaching as well. Is it mostly in that track group, or do you do it on like a one-on-one level, or how does that work for you?
Yeah, so part of our Tuesday nights, we do a organized track workout. So it's a progressive workout throughout the month where we do 200s, the following week 400s, followed by 800s, and then mile repeats throughout the week. Either myself or one of our team members will actually lead the workouts each week. However, I do one-on-one coaching as well. So a lot of individuals that I coach are not necessarily here in the Beaufort market. So I do a lot of remote coaching.
Okay.
I've got athletes that are literally trying to work up towards their first 5K, all the way up to athletes that are training for multi-day events. We've got one individual right now that's actually training for a six-day ultra marathon. And that is, yes, six days, however many miles you can run over 6 days continuous. So, you know, the one thing with the coaching is that there's a lot of cookie cutter programs that are out there where, you know, it says for 12 weeks, get you from point A to point B, do this, 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 and this. Each individual person's a little bit different. So the training philosophy that I take is actually based off of the way that my coaches have always trained me. It's based off of one-on-one performances, one-on-one individuals' performances. So, you know, if your body's responding really well to increasing mileage, let's keep increasing mileage. If your body's a little bit extra fatigued right now, let's take a little bit extra time and actually step away and give yourself a little bit extra break. So I don't like cookie cutter plans. I think every single person needs that individualized attention, as well as that individualized focus on what's ultimately going to get me from where I am to where I want to be. And, you know, that's one of the best things as a coach is seeing somebody cross that finish line, meeting their goals. You know, if it's just completing the distance, if it's trying to get done in a specific time or overall placement, that gives me, you know, the greatest feeling in the world is when, you know, when one of your own athletes meet those expectations that they've set.
I bet you feel really accomplished and excited for them and with them as they're accomplishing their own goals. So that's awesome.
Exactly.
So I'm curious, do you have like a favorite race that you've done, or is there something that you're working up towards, a goal that you have with your own running?
So two favorite races and then one goal that I'm working up towards. My two all-time favorite races that I've ever done. The first one is the Barkley Marathons. It's a crazy, insane race in the middle of nowhere in Tennessee. There's been a ton of documentaries made over the last few years about it. It's a multi-loop course, no set route, but throughout the entire event, you have to find hidden books to prove that you are in certain locations. So there's a whole array of mystery around this event. I just encourage anybody that may be listening to this that wants more information, definitely Google Barkley Marathons, because I could talk about that race forever. My second favorite race I've ever done was the Susitna 100. It was a 100-mile race in frozen Susitna, Alaska. There's a run, a bike, and a ski event that all take place simultaneously. You're required by the race director to actually carry all of your gear with you in a sled behind you. So you're running 100 miles in the snow, dragging a sled, and you are literally in remote Alaska. It was absolutely amazing. That time of year in February, there's 16 hours of night. The sun never really crests over the horizon. The Aurora Borealis was on fire. I saw bear, I saw moose, and it just being like in the middle of nowhere, surrounded by just miles and miles and miles of frozen snow and crossing frozen lakes and rivers and being passed by dog sleds and having people stop and ask if you're okay in the middle of the night and if you need to be rescued because you're 40 miles from anything, and then watching them run off into the distance and then turning around and realizing I am absolutely as far away from anything I've ever been in my entire life. It sounds miserable, but it was one of my, you know, all-time favorite memories from any race I've ever competed in. And so yeah, the Susitna 100, by far one of my favorite events.
That sounds really cool, but also mildly terrifying. So
I love hearing your experience about it. Yes. And actually the way I ended up getting there based off of our podcast. One of our very first interviews was by a gentleman by the name of David Johnson, who lived up in Willow, Alaska. And every year he would win this race in something ridiculous, like 17 hours. And he and I met at a race in Pennsylvania. So I was interviewing him about the race. And at the time I was running in what was called Luna sandals. So literally it was a sandal that would just strap kind of around your foot and then around your ankle. And he and I met at a 24-hour track race. And while we were running that event and as well as on the podcast, he's like, yeah, you need to come up, you know, and run through frozen Alaska in those sandals that you're running in. So, you know, we joked and next thing I know, I was on a flight to Alaska to go run 100 miles through the frozen snow. And it was pretty amazing. Pretty amazing.
Once in a lifetime experience, I'm sure.
Yes. Once in a lifetime experience. I've done it. I probably won't go back and do it again. It was definitely a challenge that, you know, pushed you to extremes for sure. But as far as my focus for this year, I am going to do a FKT, which is a fastest known times attempt on the Foothills Trail, which is a trail in the northern part of South Carolina. It goes from Oconee State Park to Table Rock, 77 miles one direction. So I'm going to try to do the FKT attempt, which is from Oconee to Table Rock and back, so 154 miles. The current FKT is around 71 hours. I'm hoping to do it in 65 to 66 hours.
Impressive. I really wish you the best of luck, and I genuinely want to know how it goes when you do it.
Absolutely. It's one of my favorite places to run. I've attempted it multiple times. I've never had the best of luck in regards to weather when I've gone after it. So I've got to be very, very diligent about when I plan my attempt. Not too hot, not too cold. I've been out there and I've had freak tornadoes that have blown through and snow in April, and it's, flash floods. And I think I've angered the Foothills Trail gods at one point. So I think I just need to go up there and, pay homage to them and, hopefully just have a good couple of days out there and just do my thing.
Amazing. Well, I really hope that this is your year. It's been really fun to talk to you. We're running a little low on time, but I do, before we end, want to just ask, what is the best advice that you feel like you can give to someone that wants to start running or walking, or just starting their running and walking journey?
Absolutely. That's a perfect question to end with. The best piece of advice that I can give somebody who wants to get starting is do it. Just don't plan for it. Just get out there and do it, but do it slow. Start with what you're comfortable with. One of the things that we see all too often is somebody gets very excited with a goal. And I think we do this in all aspects of life. And we jump in with both feet. And before we know it, something's bothering us. We're spending too much time doing that. We're neglecting other things. So I always tell everybody, take baby steps. If your goal is to walk a mile, walk what feels comfortable. Don't get caught up in the numbers. Don't get caught up in, if I don't do this, I'm going to fail. Because ultimately what ends up happening is we can actually push ourselves too hard, too fast, end up getting injured, and then not being able to achieve those goals. So, the baby steps mentality, as well as listening to your body. If you feel like if your body's happy, keep pushing. If your body's telling you, I need a break, give it a break. You're better off taking a few steps back so you don't have to start over at square zero if something major goes wrong. And then celebrate like crazy when you met that goal.
Always celebrate when you accomplish goals. I love that. Yeah. Thank you so much, Tim. It was great talking to you today, and I hope that everyone appreciates as much insight that you've given and gets to go look at all those really cool races you've done.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, thank you everyone for tuning in. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we will talk to you all next time. This has been another episode of the Intercoastal Podcast, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network, hosted by Natasha Lai, produced by Relic.